News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Wednesday. Guess what? It's a health and wellness Wednesday where we focus on health and well-being and ways you can improve that here in this 2021, early June of 2021. And today we are going to talk about mental health services FAQs. We do these segments from time to time with our partners at CSI of Fond du Lac County. And joining us here this morning is Danielle Falesnik. She is actually a new therapist at Dahlin Associates here in Fond du Lac. And we're going to learn about Danielle and more about Dahlin Associates and talk about some of those frequently asked questions about mental health services here on the program. Danielle, thanks for joining us. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing well. Staying cool. That's the name of the game this week, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's jump right in. Tell us about yourself. You're a new therapist at Dahlin Associates. Tell us about yourself and your background to start here this morning.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I came on board in the beginning of May, and I have been providing mental health and substance abuse counseling for the past 10 years. I'm actually a registered art therapist. I graduated from Mount Mary in Milwaukee in 2011, and I've worked in a really wide variety of different settings. But, you know, I right now have been doing some outpatient. We're working on running quite a lot of groups. We're doing a lot of different work within the school systems. And, you know, I think I might need to ask them for a pair of rollerblades just because we're hopping from one place to another and staying busy. But I think it's a really great kind of place and experience just to get, you know, the services out there that people really need. And I'm really happy to be able to talk a little bit today to kind of share, you know, what's available, how to get to what people need, and all of that. So, yeah.
Let's talk about Dahlin Associates. We've had Dr. Matt Dahl on the program several times before, but tell us about Dahlin Associates for folks who are unfamiliar with it. What is it? Where is it? What services does it provide our community?
Sure. So it's an outpatient clinic located off of Camelot Drive in Fond du Lac. It is a part of SSM Ignatian Healthcare. So they're actually also connected to the Ignatian Behavioral Health Clinic. And we provide mental health counseling. We do AODA services there. We do neuropsychology and different psychological evaluations. So a pretty wide array of anything under that mental health umbrella. So if you need outpatient services, you know, we certainly provide that. But we've also been doing a lot of community outreach. We've been doing a lot of work with the schools, like I had mentioned. And with SSM and St. Ignatian, we have some inpatient mental health and AODA care as well.
So like you said, you almost need roller skates because you're jumping around to so many different things. But that's a good thing because it means that people are, knowing what's out there and knowing when to seek help, right?
Yeah. And I think that's hard for folks to kind of figure out when is the right time or how to get to where we need to go. And you know, we're always happy to try to help people navigate it because I know the system can be really, really complicated and really confusing sometimes.
If someone out there is listening to this conversation and they're like, you know, I know I need to seek help for whatever may be going on in my life, or there's a service I've heard about and, you know, I'm not quite sure, but I think it might benefit me. With Dahlin Associates, how does one get started in seeking help for the issue that they're facing?
So if it's for themselves or if somebody in their family, no matter what, it's actually really quite easy. All they really have to do is just call. So, you know, our number being 920-907-8201, you're going to get a hold of Paige, most likely. And she's really great at just taking information, kind of helping walk everybody through those steps. Honestly, first and foremost, the best thing to probably do is just contact, you know, your insurance provider if you're unsure about coverage. But that's something we can always help navigate as well. And there's no right or wrong as far as when people need to wait to get help. I think the sooner people can reach out and ask for support, the better. And a lot of what we focus on with, you know, the mental health services is anything under the sun, really. Depression, adjustment to life trauma stuff, managing distress and anxiety in general. People maybe with like chronic health conditions or chronic pain, anger management, you know, things going on with kiddos. We work with children, adolescents, and adults. So any kind of behavior issues that people are having, academic problems, relationship problems, and then, you know, a few other groups for some kids that were running over this summer. So I would really strongly suggest either start by calling our number, you know, Ignition Behavioral Health, and it's that CSI Fond du Lac website is really, really wonderful at kind of helping direct to if people are looking for more resources within the community. And I found that that's really user-friendly.
Yeah, we direct people to the CSI website all the time, and especially with these conversations, a lot of good resources on there that we've talked about from time to time here over the last year or so. And obviously with the last year or so, we've all been dealing with the pandemic and the after effects of not only from a health perspective, obviously, but the mental health side of things too. I know you're fairly new at Dahl & Associates, but obviously the pandemic still going on, even though things are much different now than they were a year ago. When people schedule an appointment at Dahl & Associates, is telehealth still being offered, or are there still protocols in place for appointments here in June of 2021?
Absolutely. It's still available. Most insurance companies will allow telehealth given, you know, the pandemic situation. Nobody wants to see this go on any longer. I think we're all pretty over it. So we are still continuing to take, you know, universal precautions. We're masking in the office. You know, even those of us that are vaccinated, still masking just to kind of keep things safe. But if you need telehealth, if that is something that, you know, is protecting your well-being, we are as supportive of that as we can be and definitely offer. Oh, I think most of it's run through Zoom. Telephone sessions may or may not be continuing any longer, but that, again, is something that, you know, our office staff can help look at as far as coverage, things like that.
We're talking with Danielle Falesnik. She is a new therapist at Dahl & Associates in Fond du Lac, part of our Health and Wellness Wednesday segments here on KFIZ. And Danielle, I do want to talk about your specialty, art therapy, here in just a moment. I know you brought that up before, but I want to just address one more frequently asked question that I know I'm sure folks like yourself hear a lot about, and that's finding the right fit as a provider. Obviously, you want people to reach out. You want people to feel comfortable in seeking out help for whatever they may be facing, but there has to be that right fit in working with someone. How do you and the folks at Dahl & Associates work with people to make sure that they're getting the help they need, but also making sure that they fit in well with the provider that they're talking to?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's kind of two parts to that. So part one is that first initial phone call that you guys make to Dahl & Associates, and when you go through the intake process, it's very painless. There's no need to have a great deal of anxiety over it. And what our staff tend to do when they take information is really think about what's going on in a person's life, what kind of issues are they looking for help with, and knowing where clinicians' specialties lie will tend to funnel them to a provider that they think will be able to help them most effectively. And in the event that, say, you get placed with a provider, you meet with them a time or two, and you're just not feeling like it's right, there is nothing wrong with telling your therapist that you're looking at wanting a new provider. I think many times people feel like that might be rude, that might not be appropriate, but I think those are really important things to talk about. Any therapist is going to want people to get the help that they need. And sometimes it's just a simple thing like saying, you know, this is something that happened that made me feel uncomfortable. I don't think this is a good fit. And just having a conversation with it could be enough to solve that problem. But if it isn't and it needs to, you know, be a situation where they find a new provider that is a better fit, or they know of another provider that maybe has more resources or skills in a specific area, we're always going to refer to make sure that that person is getting the best care that they can, because ultimately our job is to put ourselves out of work.
Danielle, before we let you go, I want to talk about art therapy. You mentioned that's your specialty. Explain for our listeners just exactly what is art therapy, and how did you get involved and interested in that?
Serendipitously. So I really didn't know much about art therapy until I was about to graduate from University of Green Bay with an arts degree. And once I started learning more about it, I realized immediately that was kind of where I needed to go in life. So art therapy essentially is the use of art making or creative expression in any form to really process and confront different emotions, different, you know, issues. A lot of people struggle with overthinking or feeling overwhelmed or just any kind of number of things, processing trauma. And art therapy is a expressive and creative modality outside of talk therapy where people can find some healing and some coping and some ways to deal with things in a safe and ultimately more, I guess, cathartic kind of way.
How do you hope to use art therapy and get people involved in art therapy here locally then?
So this summer, I have a couple of things happening. I use art therapy in my daily practice in office, but I additionally am running some groups. I'm running two groups for 8 to 12 and then 13 to 17-year-olds for just overall social skills and helping build more resiliency, stress management, things like that. And then we'll be doing a series of community presentations over the course of the summer, and we can work on getting you guys some more information for that. We don't have all the fine details worked out yet, but that's something that'll be available to anybody in the community. They can come and participate, and that might not be as hands-on, but it will have flavors and elements of art therapy, especially.
Very cool. Danielle, one more time, if people want to reach out to Dahlin Associates, what's the best way they can do that or find out more information?
I would just say the best thing to do is just give the main number a call. The phone number there is 920-907-8201. And if you're interested in services for yourself or interested in services for a family or friend, you know, they'll walk you through the process step by step and really get you guys the help and answers that you need.
Excellent. Danielle, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Definitely. Thank you for having me.